For 21st century Christians, the bodily resurrection of Jesus can be challenging. Certainly, we can accept with joy that death is not the end, that after our body dies, life is changed, but it is not ended. We consider this our Christian hope that undergirds our lives. And it certainly seems plausible the disciples that first Easter day had an experience of the risen Jesus in some way, that Jesus remains with them after he dies. But accepting and believing that in the resurrection, the physical body of Jesus, that body that suffered the agony of death on the cross, is literally raised to life, can be difficult. For some people, it is an actual impediment to belief, just too much to accept. Yet from the beginning, the Church has affirmed that Jesus was raised from the dead in his human body. His human flesh and blood, that body that died, passes through the gate of death and comes out the other side into eternal resurrection life. The first followers of Jesus also struggled with this reality. And it's not surprising. Resurrection goes against our human experience. It defies how we understand the way the universe works. It challenges our notions of what it is to be human. For we know that all humans die. This is reality. In today's gospel, however, Luke is clear that resurrection means Jesus rose from the dead in the same body in which he died. In this passage, the disciples are startled and terrified when Jesus appears to them. Now, just before this appearance, several of the company have heard that Jesus is risen, including the women who go to the tomb and Peter. There are two who see and talk with the risen Jesus as they walk on the road to Emmaus. But despite this, they do not understand that Jesus is risen from the dead. So when Jesus appears standing among them, they worry that he is a ghost or maybe a spirit from the dead. Jesus assures them he is very much alive. He possesses a body of flesh. He invites them to touch him, something you can't do with a ghost. He shows them his wounds, showing this is the same body that was tortured and crucified. He eats some fish, something a spirit can't do. Luke shows this is the same Jesus who died and now appears to his followers. Jesus has taken his human flesh through death into eternal life. One of our beloved Advent hymns, "Lo, He Comes," reminds us, and I quote, "Those dear tokens of his passion, still his dazzling body bears, cause of endless exultation to his ransomed worshippers. With what rapture gaze we on those glorious scars." Unquote. In putting on human flesh in the incarnation, God affirms the goodness of humanity declared at the creation. In death and resurrection, Jesus raises humanity to the divine life. Those scars of his passion are the signs of death's defeat once and for all. In the death and resurrection of Jesus, God raises humanity to the divine life, setting us free from the tyranny of sin and death. In the resurrection, we are raised to new life. We are lifted above everything that alienates, that separates us from God. In his resurrection body, Jesus leaves his tomb of death and comes among his disciples, offering them peace in their fear. Jesus gives them what they need to believe. Jesus does not chastise them for their doubts or unbelief. He does not criticize them for their terror. Instead, Jesus comes among them, giving them what they need to move out of hiding, to let go of their fear, to no longer be paralyzed by terror. Jesus leads them from where they are beyond it into the moment of new life, into resurrection life. As the disciples come to believe that Jesus is indeed raised from the dead, they become joyful. As they let go of their terror and their fear, they are open to the new life they now share with the risen Jesus. Terror and fear focus us inward. They close us off from God and from others. As fear drops away, the disciples become open. They are becoming open to the good news that Jesus shares with them. And as that happens, Jesus is able to open their minds to the scriptures, to expand their understanding of who he is, of his mission, of the meaning of his death and resurrection. Jesus opens them to a new vision, to a new way of life. Jesus sets those disciples on a process of transformation, and they and the world are forever changed. Jesus commissions his followers as his witnesses, sending them out into the world to preach and teach and heal, just as Jesus did. They become Jesus' presence. They do the work of Jesus in the world. Throughout Eastertide, we read from the Acts of the Apostles, and this book of the Bible, also written by Luke, tells the story of those disciples' transformation, how they move from fear to being fearless witnesses who proclaim the good news of Jesus' resurrection. By the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they take Jesus' place in the world. They become his body. We see this new reality in today's first lesson from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter and John have left behind their fear. They've come out of hiding. They are on their way up to the temple when they meet a man who is lame from birth. The man asks the two disciples for money. Peter replies, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, stand up and walk." At that moment, the man is able to walk. He leaps about. He praises God. And the people who see this are amazed. Through the power of the resurrection, the first followers of Jesus are set free to go into the world. They no longer need to hide in fear. It's not that they never experience fear again. Fear is a natural human response. But after the resurrection, they do not allow fear to prevent them from witnessing to Jesus. Nothing stops them from doing the work Jesus charges them to do. Not fear, not anything. And so after they heal the lame man, the authorities are annoyed and they arrest Peter and John. And we hear in our lesson today how they order Peter and John not to preach Jesus anymore, but we hear their reply, that they cannot keep from speaking what they have seen and heard. Multiple times, the book of Acts recounts that no matter what the authorities do to the followers of Jesus, they cannot stop preaching and teaching. They continue to do the work of Jesus, even to the point they are killed, just as Jesus was. Being fearless, they become martyrs. Martyrs, a Greek word meaning witness. In death, as in life, they witness to the risen Jesus. Today's scripture readings offer us important teaching on the resurrection of Jesus, and I'd like to share three reflections I have on these lessons. The first is that Jesus is raised in the human body in which he died. By this, Jesus brings humanity through death to eternal life. His glorified body bears the scars of his passion, and that offers us hope in the midst of our sufferings. Seeing the scars of his wounds reminds us that Jesus knows what it is to experience pain in a human body, that Jesus is present with us in all our suffering. Jesus witnesses that God will not leave us in our suffering, but will deliver us. And this is good news, news of hope, as the world reaches the grim milestone of more than 3 million dead in this pandemic, and of more than 560,000 dead in this nation. That Jesus' risen body bears the scars of his passion offers hope and strength to all who are oppressed. As our nation watches far too many black and brown people not valued by the police, and we watch the horror of men unjustly shot to death, Jesus affirms that all bodies matter, that all bodies are good and beloved of God. Jesus is with all who suffer at the hands of white supremacy. And Jesus calls us all to be anti-racist, to work to dismantle white supremacy and racism. To all people who know physical violence, the fact Jesus walked this way offers hope and the strength to endure the horror, that God's grace brings new life, that life will come from death, a life free from suffering and from evil. Second, the resurrection of Jesus calls us to be transformed. Through his resurrection, Jesus leads us to new life, calling us to be new creation, set free from the enslavement of sin and death. The power of the risen Jesus made known through the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us sets us free to act from love, to not allow fear and despair and hate to rule us. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we are set free to live by love, to work for reconciliation. The Spirit emboldens us to face the evil powers of this world by the power of God's love, that love that is stronger than death itself. Third, we are a people sent forth. Like those first disciples, we are charged to witness to the death and resurrection of Jesus. The risen Christ comes among us, bids us peace, and opens our hearts and our minds to God's call. And we are sent by God to proclaim to the world the power of God's love for all people. The risen Jesus charges us to go to those who live at the margins of our society, to those who are fearful and despairing, to those who have lost hope, who are suffering and grieving, to those who are forgotten. We are called to offer the comfort and hope of God's liberating love. Now, this being sent, this last of the three, I think is in some ways much more challenging for us than the others. We can be reserved as Episcopalians, resistant to talk about our relationship with the risen Jesus. And this is certainly compounded by the pandemic, a time we are kept apart from one another. Yet even we reserved, shy Anglicans are a people sent forth, just as surely as those first followers of Jesus. Luke writes the words of today's gospel passage as much for his community in the first century as he does for us in the 21st. We too are called to take the good news of the death and resurrection of Jesus to the ends of the earth by the power of the Holy Spirit. We are to let the love of God so fill our hearts and minds and souls so that, like Peter and John, we cannot stop proclaiming the good news of Jesus' resurrection. With the Spirit burning within us, we can't help but witness in joy to the good news of the risen Jesus. The reality is God counts on us to do this. God is depending on us. God's reign is ushered in by the witness of each follower of Jesus. We are all a part of God's plan of salvation, called to be instruments of God. It is through our witness that others hear the joyful news of the risen Jesus, that they too may live by hope. It is through our witness the powers of this world may be transformed by God's inclusive, liberating love. The risen Jesus comes to us this day, just where we are, just how we are, and offers us God's peace, gives us just what we need to move beyond our fear, to be released from the places in which we hide, and to be sent forth proclaiming the power of God's love. Filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, may we take the amazing, life-changing news of Jesus' resurrection to all the world, that all people may know the promise of life eternal that God offers to everyone. Amen.